Walking together. Those who loved the Lord and feared the Lord often spoke to each other. Malachi 3:16. Can two walk together except they be agreed? Amos 3:3. A man who has friends needs to show himself friendly, for there is a friend that cleaves closer than a brother. Proverbs 18:4. Where two or three meet together in my name, I am in the midst of them. Matthew 18:20. A philosopher may commune with his own words. A recluse may live in solitude. But the wise man of God who fears the Lord finds comfort in fellowship, and in so doing sets out on the path to wisdom. The scripture knows nothing of the hermit or solitary loner. Daniel had three friends, Hananiah, Misael, and Azariah. Jeremiah had his Baruch. Naomi had her Ruth. Jesus had his small inner circle of special companions. Fellowship and communion ought also to be the watchword of the believer. Like Abraham with Isaac on the way to Moriah. Can two walk together except they be in perfect agreement? Or like the two on the road to Emmaus who communed with each other on the way. They loved the Lord and often spoke openly to each other. Those who walked together down the pages of Scripture experienced God's mercy. Those who communed together received tokens of his love as they journeyed side by side. Those who travelled together talked and listened and shared and comforted each other in their joys and their woes. And as they walked together, the Lord came alongside. And as they talked together, the Saviour overheard their conversation. And as they spoke together, the Lord drew nigh to them. And as they sat together, they experienced his very presence. As they communed at the table, the Lord was made known to them. But what of our life of faith, where the physical presence of the Lord is withheld on our Emmaus trek? Are our conversations so open as to declare to the other the glorious matter? Is our communion so deep as to be able to receive from the other? Is our conversation so comforting that we can give solace as if from him? Is our fellowship so precious that whenever two or three meet together, we receive through the other a fresh testimony of God's faithfulness? Jesus draws near the twos and the threes as they travel together. Does he hear that which rejoices the heart? Or is their conversation steeped in darkness and dispirited? Oh, the two on the way to Emmaus were sad. They were confused, depressed, in limbo, in darkness. They shared their confusion and rehearsed their sadness to each other, for they talked together of the things which had happened. And it was as they communed and as they reasoned that Jesus came alongside, and Jesus walked with them. And in their weak, impaired, downcast, dejected, hopeless distress, Jesus drew near. Jesus came alongside. Jesus walked with them. Oh, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him, and their hearts were prevented from knowing his presence in their midst. But Jesus drew near. Jesus came alongside. Jesus walked with them. And he questioned their sadness and sickness of heart. And they told of all the things that caused their confusion. Moreover, some women of our company amazed us. They saw the Lord and returned bearing witness that he is alive. Yet still they doubted the truth. And as they communed in their dejected walk and communed on the way, Jesus drew near. Jesus came alongside. Jesus walked with them. Oh, foolish ones and slow of heart to believe. And as he spoke to them on the journey, their hearts burned within them. And in time, his person and presence was opened up to them. And as these two friends communed with the 11 apostles, Jesus drew near. Jesus appeared to them. Jesus stood in their midst. And Jesus spoke to them, "Peace to you. Be still." And they were startled and frightened and troubled and doubted. But Jesus revealed himself to them, and he showed them his hands and his feet. Jesus showed his wounds and opened up the word of God to them, and they still disbelieved. At last he opened their minds to understand the truth of his word. They disbelieved despite their sight. And yet we are to believe without any sight. We are to trust by faith alone. How important in these days of faith and not sight that we let the word of God and the words of Christ dwell in us richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, and singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. So exhort one another daily, while it is still called today.